try. I don't believe in dinosaurs, but I know ghosts are real. There's a ghost in my home, but it's better than being alone. Reading mattresses with no replying. There's my absent party, that's the way I want it. Mattresses with no replying.
I'm Micah.
I'm DJ Sunday Gravy.
And this is Grandland Gossip. Oh my God. Honestly, one of the greatest shows at KWS.
It's true.
We just talk about One Piece. Also, spoiler warning, because we talk about spoilers, unfortunately. So if you haven't seen One Piece or you're watching One Piece, if you'd like, I'd recommend to not listen if you care about spoilers. And the following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. I don't know. Stargirl isn't here today. We were talking about how Stargirl kind of carries this show. Because they always, like, have an idea of what to do for each episode. Mm. So I'm always like, yeah, like, I never really think about it. And now, like, Stargirl hasn't been here. And I'm like, what do I do? Sorry, I'm looking for background
One Piece
music.
Backing?
Oh, wait, yeah. Why was I putting Luigi? Okay. One Piece, happy
music.
Happy soundtrack is what you gotta look up if you'd like. Okay. This is it. Mm-hmm. I always play this or Nami's theme, just like on repeat, because that's my favorite.
This one's huge.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think we were talking about taking One Piece quizzes. Because I don't really know what else to do. I honestly don't remember what arc we left off on.
Oh.
Like, when that was happening.
Yeah, we were sort of consistent. Or y'all were sort of consistent with it
yeah.
for a little bit.
And now I'm like, I don't really remember. I feel like Stargirl might remember. But yeah. Also, like, I don't know. I feel like my problem is I watched all of this, like, way too long ago. So tiny details escape me, but Stargirl and you, like, are really, like...
A little fresher.
Yeah, a little fresher, so that makes it a lot better. But yeah, anyways, I think we should just take quizzes. Which one should we...
Before we take the quiz...
Oh.
What One Piece character are you?
Okay, I'm gonna be so honest. I think I'm Luffy. I think I'm Luffy. I know everybody calls me Law. Everybody's like, you're Law Law. I think I'm Luffy.
You are Brazilian, so...
I am Brazilian, exactly, yeah. Exactly. It was meant to be. That's what I'm saying. What One Piece character are you?
I'm going to have to go with Chopper.
That's interesting.
It's just my guy. I don't know.
I support that. I can see you as Chopper. sometimes I'll send DJ Drainfield One Piece art, and it's like Sanji, Luffy, and Zoro. I'm like, oh my god, it's me, you, and... I was going to... Greg. Me, you, and DJ Sunday Greg.
Wait, who are the three?
Sanji, Zoro, and...
Luffy. Okay,
yeah. Obviously, you're Sanji.
I'm Sanji, and then you're Luffy.
DJ Drainfield, Zoro.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, see?
I buy it.
And then... we sent a whole list in this chat, but DJ A-Zone is Nami.
There you go.
The orange hair.
The orange hair. It matches up.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Now we can take, which One Piece character are you? This is like, this might be the worst show at KDBS, actually. I don't know.
We flipped already in the first, not Freak. Even 5 minutes. We went from the best to worst.
Listen, this was not really planned, but you know, okay. Ooh, there's a country, Crunchyroll.
Oh, we have a caller.
DJ Sunday Greg's going to pick up the phone.
Hello. 90.3 KDBS.
I think we should take a U-Quiz one. I always trust U-Quiz a lot more. Which One Piece character? And more. Okay.
Do we support Zoro X Sanji?
Who is asking if we support Zoro X Sanji?
DJ, what was it? Korla.
DJ Korla, my goat. Oh my! Listen, I have long thoughts about this. I don't. This. Okay. A lot of people ship Zoro and Sanji. I feel like I get it, but also like I can't. Like personally. It's not for me.
It's that love-hate relationship.
Exactly. Like, I feel like it grew on me. I used to really hate it. I'd be like, oh, get this out of my sight. Do you want to take the quiz first?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can take the quiz.
Hello? All right. What were you saying?
Got to enter our name here. What if I just put a One Piece name, immediately?
We'll talk about that on the air. I'll name is Luffy. Question of the day.
Okay. Right off the bat, are you male or female?
Okay.
What do we do? We're at an impasse.
Oh my god. Where's the secret third option?
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the secret third option?
Oh, we can skip? Oh no, never mind. Guys, we're going male. What would you like to be in the world of One Piece? A pirate, a marine, or a revolutionary?
These headphones don't work.
What are you going with?
This is you. You're taking the
quiz
first.
Okay, I'm going with a revolutionary.
Whoa.
Shout out Dragon. Shout out...
True. Ivanka?
Oh, what's the guy's name? Sabo?
Sabo, yes, my goat.
That's my goat. How strong are you? Not strong at all.
What?
How do you feel about conflict? Oh gosh. This is too personal.
This is
invasive.
Really personal. That's how you know it's gonna give you the right answer.
I'm gonna go mid lane on this one. Am I smart? I'm average smart. Do you like working with a team? Yes. I'm gonna say yes. Actually, I'm doing all the middle ones. This is going to be boring. Which of the four elements am I?
Wait. What's your zodiac sign?
It's Aquarius. So I'd have to go... Wait, is Aquarius water or air? It's water, right? I get confused.
Aquarius,
right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Are you generally a calm person? I would say yes.
Mm.
Wait, what?
What's...
Not really, but I don't get angrily too easy. Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. Favorite school subject?
I wonder Luffy's favorite school subject is.
Maybe none. I skip the classes all
Does
the
time.
Does
that say metaphysics? What? Oh,
math or physics. Metaphysics, I would click it. Are you easily impressed? Sure. Actually, no. Let's say no. In the world of One Piece, would you kill your enemies? This never happens in One Piece. Like, very rarely does it happen in One Piece.
Luffy never kills anybody.
I would say yes, though, honestly. Like, some people just deserve it in One Piece.
No, you know, like Blackbeard?
Yeah.
I hate Blackbeard.
I'd rather plan versus improvising.
Mm.
Favorite pastime? Eating, sword fighting, cooking, and reading.
How many questions are there?
A lot. We got two more questions after this. I'm going to say cooking is my favorite pastime.
Interesting.
How often do I laugh and smile? Almost always.
Uh-huh.
Describe myself in one word.
There's so many words.
This is a lot of words. Yeah. This is too many words. Kind. I'm gonna go with kind, guys.
Wow. Great choice.
Incredible. Let's see which. I'm Koala. Oh, this is
Sabo's like friend.
Is Koala also the one who was on the boat with the fishman pirates?
Yes, that's her.
Incredible.
Very fire.
Shout out. I'm happy with Koala.
That's nice. I'm scared. Okay.
I'm glad that it like gives sort of minor characters too.
Yeah. It says you are compassionate and sweet. You care about innocent people and you want to help them. Wow. How beautiful. Okay. Law. Okay. Are you male or female? Where's the secret third option? I guess I'll just go female. What would you like to be in the world of One Piece?
It Ooh. Gave me a female character even though I clicked male at the beginning.
So maybe that doesn't, matter. I don't know. I want to be a pirate or a revolutionary, but I feel like pirate, honestly.
Go with your gut.
I'm going pirate. I would never want to be a marine.
True.
How strong are you? I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty strong sometimes, but not really. I'm going to go not strong at all because I don't think I'm that strong. How do you feel about conflict? I avoid it. Who wants conflict? Are you smart? I would say average, yeah. Do you like working with a team? I'm a loner. See, I would click this option if it said I'm a popular loner. Yeah. I think small group. Which is a four. Okay, I'm a Sagittarius. And that's a fire sign. So I'm going to go fire.
Ace? I hear ace brewing.
Okay, I think Ace is Mexican, by the way.
Whoa.
This is
all lines up.
My canon, you know. Sabu, I think he's from Argentina. That's my... You know, we got Brazilian, we got Mexico, Argentina.
I can see it, yeah.
See? Yeah. That, or he's just Brazilian, too. Actually, no, I think he has to be Brazilian, because he's from the same place as Luffy. We'll talk about that later. Are you generally calm person? I think so. Hopefully. My favorite school subject... This is hard because I like
geography.
I have the world map memorized. I don't know because I like all of these, like history. I really like history. I love physics.
Physics, yeah.
I like literature. I used to really love chemistry.
Dang.
I'm gonna go maths or physics.
Okay.
Are you easily impressed? Yeah. Sometimes people will do like the smallest things. I'm like, oh my god, this is so fire. In the world of One Piece, would you kill your enemies?
Ooh. Tough question.
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't have the guts to do that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say no. Oh, I clicked yes. I'm going to say no. Plan. What is your favorite pastime? Sword fighting, yeah. Party. Never mind. I can't say that.
Fishing.
I hate fishing. Studying science. Shopping clothes. Picking up. Fights, playing. I don't do any of these. Oh, reading a good book. I love to read. I read a lot. How often do you smile? When I'm with my friends, I feel like when I'm not with my friends, people always think I'm mad. People are always
really?
Like, no, this is like a common thing. I think because I just have like my resting face just looks really upset all the time. So people just like are always like, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" And I'm like, "I'm fine. That's just my face." So yeah, I think I just smile more when I'm with people that I know. Describe yourself in one word. Eccentric. Who's picking manipulative and aggressive and scheming?
Scheming.
DJ Drainfield would pick scheming.
True.
Arrogant, ruthless, righteous. Oh my god, serious? I'd say quiet. I don't think I talk too much. Chopper! Oh my god. You know what? I'm happy. It says you're sweet and childish. You want to help others more than anything, and you're very innocent. Wow. Thank you. I think I'm Luffy still, but I'll take Chopper. That's fire.
Chopper's good, dude.
Sorry, I stole
it's okay.
Your guy.
No, it's okay. I'm happy with Koala.
I think Koala's a pretty fire pick, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know much about her, but seems pretty good at TBH. Actually, I do know the whole backstory.
Yeah, the backstory.
Yeah.
She's not like a super major character. She's just like there.
Yeah.
Should we do another One Piece quiz?
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm just going to look up One Piece quiz.
Please, BuzzFeed.
Please. Reddit. 140 questions. No.
Oh, my.
How well do you know One Piece? Ah. I don't want to do that. One Piece trivia.
In games.
Guess the manga? Wait, I want to see. Wait, can we please play Guess the Manga?
Guess the Manga panel?
Oh, this is...
That's Attack on Titan, right?
Do I have to... Can I just AOT. Type AOT? Okay, yeah. Oh.
One Piece.
This is just us playing games on here.
Yeah. Wait, describe the scene. Oh, this is Death Note, right?
Shinigami, yeah.
What? This is bad that we're good at this.
Wait.
I don't think I know this one.
Oh, wait. It says, come close to being decimated by the demons of humanity.
Huh.
I don't...
It's not Berserk.
It's not Berserk. It's not Demon Slayer, right?
I don't think so.
Can we skip this one? Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Oh. Ooh. What is this?
This one just is like a church or something.
Castle,
and
yeah.
I don't recognize the art style or anything.
I don't know.
Oh, is this blue? No, it's... what is it? Blue something. No. PSI Power.
Oh, it's the one with the guy with the bowl cut.
The bowl cut?
He's like a middle schooler with psychic powers.
Mob Psycho?
Isn't it Mob
this
Psycho?
One?
Or no, am I making it up?
I think you might be right. PSI?
I don't know how to... Yeah.
I can spell psycho. How do you... Ooh, I don't...
It
I
was
like
not Mob Psycho?
It's not.
Okay.
Oh, Beastars.
I didn't know that one.
Bears.
Yeah. Nice.
Wait, but there are beings who hunt them as food. Humans are thought to be at the top of food.
This one's familiar, but it's also super generic.
Yeah, because it's just like... There's just like a cityscape and like a little...
Yeah.
...thing in the background. Okay.
Huh.
Oh.
Is this...
Karakurata?
It's a butterfly?
What? I don't...
Or...
I don't know what... I think it's a bird.
Oh.
I don't know, because there's like clouds. Friday. I'm skipping.
Yeah. It's not JoJo's, right?
Nah. An outdoor thermometer box.
Oh, this is JJK.
Oh, really?
I think, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, is this, Naruto?
Not sure what's going on there. Nice.
Okay, yeah. I've never... Oh, this is Spy...
Spy, Spy, Spy? Spy X Spy?
Spy X Spy. Oh, spy. I skipped one. This one just has people with guns. I don't know what this is.
No guess.
Oh my God, wait.
What does it say?
No, I don't recognize it. It says, people... enough Kachan.
No clue.
Don't know.
Is it going to tell us at the end?
I hope so, because yeah. I want to know. We only have 8 minutes. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
From the distant north, beyond the frozen sea, it came with clouds of war. Is this Vinland Saga?
Is it? Yeah, I was going to say. It just gives like Viking vibes.
Ooh, did I spell Vinland wrong?
Is it with a D or just V-I-N?
V-I-N. I thought it was with a D. Cutting trees, 60 grand a month.
No idea.
Don't know.
In color, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Chirp, chirp. Some of these are so basic.
Yeah,
like they're just like
just
giving little cities. Like that could be anything. Oh, what is this? I have no idea what this is.
I don't know what's going on in that.
Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho.
What is this one?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
I don't know that one.
I don't know how to spell it. Sorry, I gotta look up how to spell this. I'm not...
What is the show about?
I've never seen it.
Oh.
I just recognize the art
style. The guy.
Hakusho.
Hakusho.
So, Radio Raheem is obsessed with it. That's the only reason. There's strange phenomena. I don't know what this one is. Wait, is this... No, I don't know. Do you know?
No, it looks familiar, but I don't know what it is.
It does look slightly... I don't know what this is. This looks familiar, though.
Yeah.
These... Oh, Soul Eater.
Soul Eater.
I've never seen Soul Eater. Oh. This manga panel is just the back of somebody's head. I don't know who this is. Is this... A samurai sword is not something you put into a sheath?
Put it into your soul.
There's so many, like, mangas that use swords, so I have no idea what this one is. Oh.
Sailor Moon.
See, some of these are super easy, and then some
just
of them are just like
sailor.
Super. Yeah. Oh, this is. it's like Neverland or something. What the freak is
Something? I know what you're talking about. I actually watched it.
I've never seen it, but I recognize this lady.
It's good. You should watch the first season.
I'm looking it up. It's something Neverland, right?
It's not Finding Ursk. Like, it's not the name of the Michael Jackson documentary. But it's...
What the freak is it called? I misspelled anime. The Promise Neverland.
Promise Neverland. Really good first season, I would say.
Maybe I'll watch
it. It fell off, though.
Oh. On that day. This is so vague.
Interesting. On that day.
Oh. Kinoshikazu. I don't know who this is. And it gives us the name of the character.
No, yeah.
This is just of the world.
Yeah.
No. Alphonse? Is this...
Alphonse? That sounds like a character I know, but I can't place it. Is it Full Metal?
Not Black Butt. Oh, okay, in my head. Never mind. Ow. I can't spell.
Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm making it up.
Well, I misspelled Alchemist.
Yeah. So. Okay, sweet. Alphonse.
Oh, okay.
It's going to tell us the ones we missed?
No. Okay, I'm going to give up. Black Clover!
Oh, my God.
I watched that, too. Wait. Fairy Tale. I watched 2 episodes of Fairy Tale and never watched again. Psyche K. Okay, you're really, like,
close,
yeah. Tokyo Ghoul? Okay, the Tokyo Ghoul panel they gave us is so, like, vague. It's literally just, like, a dark background of, like a city.
Tokyo, yeah.
Like, Tokyo. So, okay.
This was Bleach?
I should have known this! Oh, my God. Nobody talked to me. I should have gone.
Oops.
Assassination Classroom.
Huh.
I've never seen it. One Punch Man?
Oh.
The One Punch Man one is so...
This one was just a chirp in a town.
Yeah, what? Guys. Hunter, Hunter. Okay, this makes sense.
Wait, let me see the Hunter, Hunter.
This thing. I see the art style.
Interesting.
But, like, also it's so... This one was Mob Psycho.
Oh, okay.
Vagabond? Oh, that makes so much sense.
Vagabond?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
I love Vagabond. I don't know this manga at all. Komi Can't Communicate.
Oh, I've seen that somewhere.
Gintama, okay. Dr. Stone.
Don't know it.
That one's so vague. I've seen that one too. Rent a Girlfriend. I've never seen that. I don't trust anybody who watches Rent a Girlfriend. Akira. Oh my God.
Akira.
Honestly, we didn't do too bad, I would say.
What was our score? Like 30%?
We got
50?
Oh, 43. Oh. 43%.
Okay.
I think that's pretty good.
There's room for improvement.
There's room for improvement, but also we're not weird.
It's true.
We're normal.
It's true.
I don't trust anybody that gets 100% on that because some of those were really.
What was it? Rent a Girlfriend?
Rent a Girlfriend.
Interesting.
Don't watch it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I just don't trust anybody. That one and what is that one anime? It's like Bunny Girl Senpai or something.
Whoa.
That one is like if somebody watches that and likes it a lot, red flag.
The worst? What's the worst anime you ever watched?
Worst anime I've ever watched. Just like in, like personally, Fairy Tale. I watched one, like 2 or 3 episodes, and I was like, I literally cannot watch this, and I dropped it immediately. And I had never done that before. That was like the first anime like I started and just dropped completely.
Mine's got to be I forget what it's called because it was bad, but the it's about gambling.
Oh, Kakegurui.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get through that.
I finished that, like, the first season, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
People are really hyping it up, though. They're like, this is such a good anime, blah, blah, blah. It's not that great.
It's not that good,
it's okay.
Guys.
It's okay. It's not One Piece.
It's not One Piece.
Not One Piece. I'm trying to think.
A lot of people really hate on Sword Art Online. I haven't seen it.
I've never seen Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
But it's super hated on. DJ Drainfield loves certain parts of it, though, apparently, I think. I don't really remember. I think we talked about this last night, actually.
Interesting.
But yeah, no. Everybody I've talked to has said that's, like, really bad.
Yeah.
Or, like, I think, like, the first couple episodes are good. And then, like, I think after a certain time, that's when it gets really bad or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard similar things.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I've never seen it, though.
Yeah.
And because of the reviews, I'm not going to watch it.
Same. I don't have any need to watch it.
What's your favorite anime? Besides One Piece, of course.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Fire. Yeah. I want to watch that. It's on my to watch for like 3 years.
Yeah. But I think the one I've seen the most, strangely enough, is Death Note. I don't know. Good rewatchability.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. One Piece is my life, so.
Yeah.
For me. Oh, I think my second favorite anime is Bleach. I love Bleach. I loved Bleach a lot before I even watched One Piece. But the one I've seen the most is Haikyuu. Mm. I've rewatched it like a million times. Like, on my own, like by myself, like multiple times. And I'm watching it with DJ Drainfield. It's just so fire. Makes me want to play volleyball.
It does make you want to play volleyball.
No, my brother started playing volleyball because he watched Haikyuu. Yeah. No, it's such a good show.
I wish they had superpowers.
Loki in some scenes. There's this one scene where the main character, you've seen Haikyuu.
I've seen, yeah, most of
it. Okay, I don't know if you remember how. I don't remember what game it's like who they're playing against, but he like puts his legs on the wall and like pushes off.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
It's so like he's like Spider-Man in that moment. Okay. I'm like, there's no way this is like.
I can get with it. Yeah.
I think that is the only like really unrealistic thing of Haikyuu, like just that one scene where he like kicks off the wall.
Yeah.
I think it was against. Actually, I don't know. Do you have a favorite Haikyuu character?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I can tell you any Haikyuu characters besides like the main guy. There's like the tall guy. There's the main guy.
They're all tall.
Okay,
except for the main guy.
They're all tall. Yeah, it's a little rough.
That breaks
my
heart.
It's been a while. I'm sorry.
Breaks my heart. You gotta rewatch it. Tendo's my goat.
Tendo.
Yeah, he's really weird. He's a freak.
He's
not like. He's just weird. He's so weird, like in a freaky way. Like.
Yeah.
Like. This guy is just weird. I don't know.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
He has red hair.
Oh, never mind.
I'll pull him up. This guy.
Okay, I remember this guy.
Yeah, he's a freak. Look at
him.
Yeah,
he is a bit of a freak.
He's silly, though. I love him. Apparently, I found out he got bullied in the manga when he was little. He got bullied as a child.
Poor.
So that's why he's a little weird. Yeah. But I love him a lot, you know. It's my goat. Tsuna's also really awesome. This guy.
Yeah, I remember this guy.
It's my goat.
Is this guy an enemy? He's like the main
rival. An enemy,
rival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on, who's Steffi, whose team he's on? Oh, the twins. Do you know about the twins? The Mia twins? I think it's... Is it this one? I don't remember. I don't remember all their team names, honestly.
Yeah. I don't... What's the main team
Seijo,
name?
Huh?
Seijo?
Seijo's, like, Oikawa's team.
Okay.
I don't remember any of them. Nekoma? Cat, you know?
Yeah.
Those are, like, the only two I remember, honestly. And I've seen it so many times. I just, like... There's too many of them. Anyways, there's 2 minutes left. Any last words?
I love One Piece. I need to catch up on One Piece.
I think I'll lock in on One Piece and re-catch up. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, up next is Concrete, Concrete, Concrete.
It's true.
With DJ Sunday... I keep wanting to say DJ Sunday Greg, but I'm like, I don't know if I should say that. DJ Sunday Greg, DJ Sunday Gravy. Stay tuned for that if you like. And this is Grandline Gossip.
Bye.
I'm Micah.
I'm DJ Sunday Greg. Gravy.
This is awkward.
Just came out.
It's so natural. Okay, bye. We'll be back next week.
Thank you. Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Greater Sacramento. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The SPCA Thrift Store is an important source of funding for the Yolo County SPCA. Located at 920 3rd Street, the store gladly accepts donations during business hours, which are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. For more information on what to donate, or if you're interested in volunteering, please call 530-758-0544 or check online at www.yolospca.org.
Many people have foot problems and don't suspect arthritis. Arthritis is a disabling and sometimes crippling disease that affects 40 million Americans of all ages. Arthritis strikes the joints, causing loss of motion, swelling, stiffness, and pain. This can be a particular problem in the feet since each foot contains 33 joints. If you experience any of the symptoms of arthritis in your feet, see a doctor right away. For more information, visit www.apma.org.
Once the communist has been recruited and trained, he then proceeds with his mature communist activity.
Your radio station is under citizen's arrest in the United States of America for being communist and being involved in murder and being involved in communist
fighting. Advancing the arguments of communism with the idea of recruiting other people to communism. This is not the primary.
When I was young, it seemed
communism
to me
comes to power,
the whole wide world would soon be free.
One,
but communism is on the rise, and Satan has a new disguise.
The training.
KDVS Davis,
so
communist radio for the 21st century.
USA must realize that she's the biggest prize.
This organization had something to offer. It was very concrete.
A concrete political structure, whether we call it a party.
And concrete demands and a clear strategy for victory.
Everyone had to be trained on weapons. And so that changed the dynamic. In other words, the concrete conditions began to change the culture.
As well as give concrete assistance to liberation movements.
To you, to all of you, that all of you begin to think in very concrete terms.
You're tuned in to 90 point... Ooh, hello. You're tuned in to 90.3 KDVS Davis. We're having some technical difficulties right now, actually. There we go. You're tuned in to 90.3 KDVS Davis. This is Concrete, Concrete, Concrete. I'm DJ Sunday Gravy. I want to remind everyone that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS sponsors or the University of California. So with that being said, welcome back to another season of Concrete, Concrete,